Hello, nerds. This is Jesse from Rock Sugar, and you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network. Keep it right here.
You are listening to GeekCast Radio. Unleash the geek in you.
Hello and welcome to the 200th episode of GeekCast Radio. Who the hell knew we'd be here almost 12 years later? I am TFG and Mike. Joining me, as always, is Steve Megatron. Hello, sir.
Hello.
We are also joined by the one, the only, the mac and cheese lover, Solo Mac. I'm sorry, Mr. Optimus Solo. Hello, sir.
You almost had my title correct.
Hey, you want to... Anyway, we'll tell you what that means later. And the amazingly talented DJ Valentine from Simplistic Reviews is here with us on GeekCast Radio episode 200, as we are all going to be playing the guessing games of the Toy Hall of Fame. First of all, how is everyone? Let's go around the room, starting with Steve.
I have a bum leg because I have an unfinished basement and I have children.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah, and I enjoy playing in the show I produce. That I get paid for. I've done a total of 14 different characters in the program so far.
Nice,
Kevin. How are you?
I'm just living that baby life.
Yeah. The last episode you and I were on was episode 198, where we talked about the top 100 entertainers. And since that time, you and Amanda have had your first child.
Correct. She's still alive, so we didn't screw that up yet.
That's always a bonus. You know, babies are surprisingly resilient.
Apparently, they get tougher to survive once they get to the age of Steve's children. I don't know. We're going to put it to the test, though, because we're actually going to be in about 2 weeks. We're going to be driving 20 hours down to Florida for Christmas with her family.
Nice.
So we're going to have a 5-month-old in the car for 20 hours with us, and hopefully she sleeps all of it.
I hope for your sake that because she's so young,
right,
she sleeps majority of it. When you have your children at 5 and 8,
that wouldn't be the same thing.
No, it's consistent screaming through the entire ride.
So if you never hear from me again, this was my last episode. I didn't survive the holiday trip. And
this means I can end Powers of Grayskull early. Yes.
No, we're going to talk to you at some point. Damn it.
No, I'll get his voice wrapped into an AI program, and then it'll just spit out his responses.
I'll haunt you. By the way, I like DJ's intro better than mine, just for the record.
Well, yeah, because Mike is like, the guest is awesome, the rest of us suck.
DJ, before you talk, though, I got to say,
I suck.
I just listened to your both your election episode as well as your holiday episode. I was a little bit behind, so I caught both of those. And I know I already said it on Twitter or Facebook, but fantastic stuff. It was very entertaining. That's the loudest I've laughed, or the longest I've laughed, listening to a podcast for a while. I'm glad I was the only one at my workplace when I was listening to it. But when you went into Korean Jesus, not you, but one of your co-hosts, I was dying.
Justin Polizia.
Yeah.
When going into that show, hi guys. Going into that show, I had told them, I was like, well, we're going to do a segment where Justin, you're going to play a priest. And that was all of the script. That's all we had. So when he goes into reading the Korean Bible, we did not know that was going to happen. So all the reactions are natural.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
If anyone hasn't listened to it yet, please seek out Simplistic Reviews and listen to that. Was I can't remember which episode, because I listened to them back to back. Was that the holiday one or the election one?
That's the holiday one.
The holiday one.
We're doing a Christmas mass where Justin
Polizzi. Yes, that's what it was. Yes,
is Father Polizzi, as we call him.
Listen to that, seek it out, and then you'll be hooked on their show forever. So that's good. Welcome.
It'll be in the show notes. Yes, welcome, DJ.
Anything else going on with you?
I feel like I'm the Richard Pryor in this episode of the Toy. I'm honored to be on the 200th episode. Thank you.
That's not the name you threw out, though, on the DM that we sent. You were supposed to be somebody else. You're supposed to be Ken Jeong.
I'm supposed to be what?
You're supposed to be Ken Jeong as far as your guesses go.
Oh, okay. that's almost as bad as my the Canadian director of the program. He every time he gets on, because we use this virtualization software to get him connected to us so we can direct the program. Every time he logs on, he's got a different name. And for a while, he went cycled through Star Trek names, and then he started going through political people just to be annoying. And then so, you know, I'd grab a news headline and kind of, you know, have a fake dialogue with the, you know, and he'd carry it on.
Wow. That's funny. And tonight, as I said, we're going to be talking about the guessing games of the Toy Hall of Fame. Now, Kevin, you brought this idea to Steve and I, and why don't you explain what this is?
Well, see, what happens when we have a year like 2020, you go through things. You search your old magazine racks. You go through old boxes of toys. You search internet sites for positivity with no luck. Now, I came across a random article that was talking about the Toy Hall of Fame, which I never knew existed, so it piqued my interest, and I had to do some research and see what this was all about. So apparently there is a National Toy Museum that exists in the country. I don't remember exactly where it is. I want to say it's in New York, but that's just that could be completely wrong. Yes, Rochester, New York. I was right. And anyways, so it's the National Museum. I think it's the National Museum of Play is what it's called. But anyways, they have what they call a National Toy Hall of Fame, which is trademarked, so it has to be official, right? And they've been inducting toys into this Hall of Fame since 1998. So it started in 1998, and every year they induct a few more toys. And so how it happens is people can put forward nominations, et cetera, and then usually in like September, October, somewhere in there, they release like the what made the finalists for that year. Usually like 10 or 12, maybe even 15 toys make the finalist. And then from that, they select, you know, a couple toys to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. And some toys have made the finalist list multiple times without getting in. Some, it's almost like a sports Hall of Fame. Some have been nominated multiple times and finally get in. But that's kind of where this hall kind of started. So I was like, well, that would be kind of fun to try to go through and see if people can pick out what has already been inducted into the Hall of Fame if you're thinking about toys. And this kind of spans the decades. So, I mean, we're talking about stuff from the earliest times almost, not the earliest times, but just about to all the way through now. So, and all kinds of different types of toys that you might not consider. So I thought it'd be fun to get a couple of you guys around, see what you could guess as far as what's going to come up. So before we get too far, I'll kind of give you what we're going to do. I'm going to tell you guys what the finalists were for 2020. There was 12 of them. And then I'll tell you the three of them that actually got inducted. So that will kind of give you a feel for what kind of toys we're talking about. And then I'm going to give you guys I'm going to put a clock on and see how many you guys can get in a certain amount of time. There is a total of 74 toys in the Hall of Fame right now. And we're going to go over three of them in the beginning. So that will leave 71. I'm not expecting you to get all of them, but we'll see how well you do. Does that make sense, Mike?
Sure.
Are we betting the over or the under? What are we doing here?
I think we're going to let people bet on each of you and see who comes up with the most answers, or just the over-under that you guys as a group, as a threesome, can come up with overall. Like, I don't know.
A parlay, if you will.
There we go.
A
parlay, if you will. I'm talking about that right now. I'm hoping
at least it ain't parkour.
That's true. I wouldn't be good at that right now. I never would have been good at that either. So I'm hoping you guys
DJ can come and I with our bum backs and Steve with his bum leg now. None of us can actually do parkour.
I got bum feet, so and sort of a bum back, but not 100%. But I'm hoping that you guys can come up with at least half of them. And if we have fun with this, there's some other things in the works that we'll tease at the end. But that's kind of what my thought process was. It was kind of similar to when I came up with the idea to talk about the top 100 entertainers of the last 50 years. So instead of sending out 1,000 tweets to get people onto the Twitterverse to try to guess these, I thought, why not just do the podcast?
Exactly. That's always a good thing.
Yeah. So if you guys don't have any questions, or Mike, do you have anything else that you want to give out before or talk about before we get the show on the road?
The only other thing I'll say, folks, is that because this is toys and it's Christmas time and whatever else, this is our Christmas episode this year. So,
yeah, I thought about that too. Yeah,
happy, happy, merry, merry, whatever you celebrate.
That never.
But we're talking toys.
Yeah.
You know, the thing that people celebrate most around this time of year. You know,
whether it's right or wrong, this is what they talk about. This is when you get all the catalogs from all the different department stores in the back in the day, or I don't know what is there a such thing? Does like Farm and Fleet still do that? I don't know. Somebody did that.
But well, Amazon
Sears or something, right?
Amazon actually sends you toy catalogs.
Oh, nice, nice. So we'll go over the finalists for the 2020 and see if you guys even remember what some of these toys were, if you know what they are. I'm hoping that all of them, but maybe like one or two you guys would be familiar with. So, one of them was the Baby Nancy doll. That's the one I am the least familiar with.
What?
I've never seen that.
Apparently that's like a, I'm guessing that's like a Chatty Cathy doll or like a, one of those dolls that does something. But anyways, there was a Baby Nancy doll. Bingo, the game Bingo got nominated.
Okay.
The Briar horses, which are like horse figurines, that a lot of little kids, especially I remember a lot of girls had those growing up, like little horse figurines.
This is like rest home games, like yeah. You know, Bingo is for the rest home.
Baby Nancy from the 60s was picking up like her
Bingo. You guys got Bingo and you're like that.
I can still see the cards.
Well, yeah. After that, it gets a little bit better. We got
you said Briars, and I'm thinking ice cream ponies. Who the hell wants those?
Oh, that's a new cartoon in 2021 coming your way from Cartoon Network.
And it'll suck, just like the rest of the stuff they have on there.
Crackheads like you.
Jenga got nominated. The game.
Okay.
Jenga. Oh,
all right. So that's
who doesn't like knocking over a tower?
Right, right. We got actually a humongous one that you can take outside. That's like 3 feet tall. But
I've seen those at cons.
My freshman
those
year are in college, playing playing drunk Jenga. Which
so far, we've played it inside more than we have outside. But whatever. The Light Bright. How about the Light Bright? That got nominated.
I can dig that.
Yeah, the action figure line for Masters of the Universe got nominated. Also the line for the this is the 80s version, I'm pretty sure, but the My Little Pony toy line got nominated. The board game Risk got nominated. How about if you go a little bit more simple? Sidewalk Chalk got nominated. Sidewalk Chalk.
See, this is my problem with the game Hall of Fame. They'll throw one of these things in there that is like a rudimentary element that's not even like snowballs.
It's like, wait, 2020. No one knew the wild side.
Yeah, this is what you have to do when you have to play in your own driveway and nowhere else.
Imagine
like pulled all of her toys out of her attic after 400 years.
You telling me Skeletor is like you're telling me I'm in the same category as chalk? That's not gonna work.
How about the game Sorry with an exclamation point, like it always has?
No, I'm sorry.
The electronic gadget that we should remember from our youth, probably the Tamagotchi.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Those died off a long time ago.
Keep it alive thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the game Yahtzee got nominated.
Okay.
So those were the 12
finals. I say it more than I play it.
So for the 2020 finals, we had Baby Nancy, Bingo, Briar Horses, Jenga, Light Bright, Masters of the Universe, My Little Pony, Risk, Sidewalk Chalk, Sorry, Tamagotchi, and Yahtzee. Three of those were inducted. So let's start the guessing game off with trying to figure out from those 12, which three would you have nominated, or which three would you have inducted, Steve?
I probably would have put Masters of the Universe.
You bet your ass there.
Probably I would probably put Jenga just because it's fun to just knock crap over. Right. And
any others you feel confident on, or just those two?
I mean, I feel confident on those. I think it's I would think, as dumb as they sound, like Yahtzee or like Sidewalk Chalk.
Okay. Mike, what about you? What ones do you think are most worthy?
Masters of the Universe, Sidewalk Chalk, and Jenga, because let's face it, there aren't any other real contenders.
All right. DJ, agree or disagree?
It's got to be He-Man, of course. It's got to be Skeletor. It's got to be He-Man. Yahtzee, I would assume, because again, like I say it more than I play it, but it's been around since before I was alive. And then I'm going to go Tamagotchi because it was kind of revolutionary. I'm going to go a little wild card, bitches. I'm going wild card Tamagotchi or Yamagotchi, whatever it's called. I can't pronounce it.
All right, so let's see how you guys feel about the three that actually made the Hall of Fame this year. All right, one of them, a couple of you guys guessed, and that would have been Jenga. Jenga was inducted.
Oh, wow.
All right, second one, Sidewalk Chalk.
Are you kidding me?
Into the Toy Hall of Fame. I guess anybody can play with some Sidewalk Chalk. I don't know. I never have.
I've done it once.
I used to use it to trap ants on my driveway.
There we go. I like it. You guys won't like the third nominee or the third inductee, and that was Baby Nancy. I got to do some research. I don't even know what the Baby Nancy is. That's
wait.
It's a toy from the 1968.
Sidewalk Chalk beat out He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Has not gotten in yet, and that is not the first time it's been in the finalists.
Joking me.
That's just sad.
So four of those had been repeat finalists. Jenga had been on there multiple times and just finally made it in this year. Masters of the Universe, My Little Pony, and Risk have been nominated multiple times and made the finalists, but so far have not made it in there. So, all right. So that kind of gives you an idea of what we're kind of doing. So there's lots of different genres. There's lots of different types of toys. This goes from all different eras. So
why are we not on this board?
Did they split the vote, like, because it's a Masters of the Universe line, like Beastman took votes away from He-Man? It's something like that? Because it doesn't make any sense to me how Chalk beat out one of the most enjoyable.
They didn't split the vote. It's voter fraud is what it is, really.
It's voter fraud. Oh, you know what? God. You know what?
We need a recount.
There'll be an investigation. Top man Beastman is on the job.
Yikes. All right. So what's going to happen is I'm going to kind of go. We can do this one of two ways. I can either go from one of you to the other of you, or we can just kind of have an open. And when one of you has a guess, just say, hey, I got something. And then we'll go. Because some people might have more guesses than others. But here, I'm going to do you a favor, though. If you guess something, I've categorized all of these toys into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 categories or genres of toys. So if you get one that's in one of those, I'm going to reveal what that genre is and how many other toys fit that group to give you guys a little bit of a hint.
All right.
This is why we like having Kevin around for podcasting, because he does all the research and work for us, and we just have to sit here and talk.
We just show up and we go, yes!
I have a brain cell that's not in the right spot in my brain that just, I love
you're,
making
you're Spock, lists. We're Kirk. You just do all the work and we just sit there and look pretty.
I would not survive without Excel. All right, so DJ is the honored guest. So we're talking about decades and decades worth of toys. I mean, I think that Baby Nancy, Steve, you said that was from like the 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know when Sidewalk Chalk was invented. I don't have that written down.
Caveman days.
So I mean, we can go way back. We can go more modern. We can go, you know, when we were children. I will just put this caveat out there, though. This is not about necessarily what your favorite toy lines were. This probably is a combination of toys that had impact, toys that lasted a long time, toys that made a lot of money. I mean, I don't know what
now. Now I get where we're going. It's not just things that came out that year that won. It's things that could be anywhere in the last 50 to 100 years.
Right, yeah, right. Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So,
and chances are something old is going to win.
I'm just saying that there's at least two things on this list that are probably older than 100 years. So.
Probably older than all of us. Older than the evolution of sound.
In fact, I know one of them is well older than 100 years.
Why is my grandma on there?
No,
one of these is, granny, one of these is thousands granny, of years granny, old. So,
what was your favorite toy, Granny? Dirt. Dirt was my favorite.
You're on the right
track. You know, I used to eat it sometimes for fun.
TJ, what do you think? Where do you want to go first? I'm going to start the clock. I'm going to give you guys about a half hour here.
Can I pick a decade or something? Can I go with a decade?
You can just pick any guess, any type of toy that you want to go with.
Say a toy or say a time?
A toy. Say a toy.
A toy. I'm going to go with one I know. Slinky has to be on this. It's got to be like number one.
Slinky was inducted in the year 2000. So that is nice. A good guess. This started in, 1998.
It
started in the third year of going. So that's
It's only been going on that long.
Yeah. It's only been going on, 12
years. No, 22 years.
No, but I can't count either. I need a cell. I can't do math. I have formulas for that. So far we're one for one DJs. Should I keep track of who's getting the guesses? I don't know. So that's one so far. Steve, do you have a guess that you want to, you think deserves to be in the Hall of Fame or would have been voted on? Any other Baby Nancy like things that you want to put in there?
Well, I think that Cobra needs to be there.
Yeah.
All right. I will consider that a guess for G.I. Joe. and G.I. Joe. Oh, G.I. Joe was nominated in 2000 or inducted in 2004.
Check my boot, G.I. Joe.
I messed up.
What phone call retreat?
I messed up with DJ. I forgot to tell you what category Slinky fell in.
Oh, yeah.
So Slinky.
Literally.
That was a bad one to start with, though, for me. This doesn't help at all because Slinky is in the miscellaneous category. Miscellaneous.
It's a thing.
And there is stuff. We don't. I couldn't categorize them. There's 16 total miscellaneous toys, and that is one of them. Let's go to Steve's guess, which was G.I. Joe. I have him in the doll / figure category.
It's an action figure, you action son of a figure.
I said action figure.
It slash started
doll.
Out as dolls, so
doll / action figure, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of them. So G.I. Joe would be one of the 12. So, all right, Mike, do you have any guesses?
I'm gonna say
we're 2 for 2. You can't screw it up.
Monopoly
was inducted in 1999. So in its second year, that was the first of what I'm considering board games, which is somewhat loose of a definition, but tabletop games, board games, things of that nature. So there is 14 of those total, but Jenga was also one of those. So you have 13 more of those or 12 more of those to guess. So Monopoly, good. Board games are a heavy favorite in this list for sure. That brings us back to DJ. Where do you want to go next? Another doll, another board game?
I'm going to go risky, all right? I want to go risky. This is going to be risky. I'm going to F it up the whole thing right here. I'm going Play-Doh. Okay, I played with Play-Doh all the time. Play-Doh was a big deal when I was a kid. I'm going Play-Doh.
Play-Doh?
Did you eat it?
I didn't.
We all ate Play-Doh.
Smelled way better than it tasted, by the way.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
Oh, it was still enticing. Why does it
smell so good and taste so awful? Play-Doh was inducted in 1999 in the second year. And technically, this Toy Hall of Fame started in 1998, but there was no inductions until 1999. So 1999 was a heavy doubled class. Up. Yeah, there's like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They put like 15 toys in that first year. So Play-Doh would belong in the craft section, I'm calling it.
Craft section.
Okay. and
my
there's
mom
five.
Would be so proud.
There's five of those. There's only five of those that would fit that. And craft is very loose definition. I know what that one is. Oh, okay. So, right. Steve, where do you want to go next?
I'm taking notes here, by the way.
Being that I just did this and I used this for a thing at church last week, I used it as a prop, Lego.
Lego.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Come on. We're batting 1,000 so far, guys. Lego was also one of the first year inductions, 1999. Whoa. And we are going to put this in what I'm considering the building group, and there is four other toys that would make up that group. So
I would also put that on the group of the worst thing in the world other than a nail to step on. But yes,
exactly.
Basically, that's what I thought. That's how I thought Steve hurt himself, but it was not to be.
That would have at least been more honorable. I was impaled by a Lego man.
He died honorably on a Lego. Right.
All right. I'm just looking at I've read a couple of these ones that are on the list, and there's a few that there's no way you're going to get. But anywho, Mike, go back to you. We got another guess.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it because I assume it would be there. Barbie.
The Barbie doll is definitely there, one of the most iconic dolls of all time. That was a first-year induction, so that is now Baby Nancy, G.I. Joe, and Barbies from the doll/figure category all off of the board. DJ, it sounded like you had something when we were talking about Play-Doh.
I'm going to go, because you said the craft section, again, I'm going risky, baby. Easy Bake Oven, what up?
Ooh, Easy Bake Oven. I was confused on if I should put that in the craft section or the miscellaneous section, but either way, it was inducted. Okay. It was inducted in 2006, I technically have that in the miscellaneous because I'm like, well, it's a cooking thing. I don't know where that goes.
You cook a brownie with a flashlight or a light bulb or something like that.
That sounds MacGyver-esque to me.
So you guys are doing the Easy Bake Oven is an action figure.
And when the batteries quit working, you put in pennies and then you put in quarters and a paperclip in a AA battery.
You get a brownie. Or a gremlin. Either one works.
No, don't put that in there. That ends badly. Steve, where do you want to go next? It's getting tough. Somebody's going to have the first one that's not on the list.
I have no idea, and this is probably just a shot in the dark anyway, but it's technically not a toy, but my kids like playing with them. Cardboard boxes.
Oh, come on.
Wow. It's a cheat. Well, I built a freaking base out of a cardboard box thing when we moved.
So. The cardboard box was inducted in 2005.
Are you absolutely crapping me right now?
No, cardboard box.
There's no way cardboard box is in the Hall of Fame. Not He-Man.
Cardboard box is in there. He-Man's not. Cardboard box I have in the miscellaneous category because I wasn't sure where to
Beast
put that.
Man wants a recount. I swear to God.
I want a recount. Yes.
Who hasn't played with a cardboard box? My cats love them. If the cats had the vote, cardboard box would be number one. So,
every year.
Mike, or what do you want to put in there, Mike?
Well, we already talked about Play-Doh. What about Silly Putty?
Silly Putty, yeah. Cousin of Play-Doh, I like to say.
Cousin.
All I remember doing with Silly Putty was putting it on comic strips in the Sunday newspaper.
Yep, that's all I did it for.
Oh, yeah, that was all it was good for.
Make fart noises. It was inducted in 2001, so it is also in the craft section. That means there's only three craft items left. Back to you, DJ. So far, the perfect streak continues.
Should I risk it with another craft item? No, you know what? I'm going to go safe. Cabbage Patch Doll. I'm going to go safe.
All right, the Cabbage Patch Doll was nominated in 2010, but has not yet been put in.
What?
The Cabbage Patch Doll has been left out.
That was huge.
Yes, I don't understand that one.
What the hell?
The Cabbage Patch Doll.
I'm sorry. I thought it was a slam dunk.
That was a safe guess. It was a safe guess, and somehow it's not in there. So it has been a finalist, has not been inducted. Wait until you hear some of the dolls that have been inducted. So, all right, DJ's upset. Steve, we got to move on. What do you want to put in there?
Cardboard box, folks. Not a Cabbage Patch Doll. Just putting it up.
Well, let's go with, you know, another doll type thing. Let's see if Furby is there because that was all the
But it has not been put in yet. I don't believe that has even made the finalist yet. It might have been nominated, but they have like hundreds of nominations, and then they've narrowed down to like
who makes these counts?
The induction and Furby's
people that didn't.
I don't know.
Play with toys.
Just stay tuned to the end of the episode, and we'll have redemption for all of us.
My buddy,
my buddy.
Is he gonna fail too?
Oh man.
Thank you.
So you guys are 0-3 with that round.
Thank you ever.
You guys are doing bad in the doll range. Stay away from it.
Because we didn't play with them.
Right. You played with some of them that I have in the doll category. I guarantee it. Maybe. I don't know. DJ, we're back to you. There's a lot of board games out there that we haven't talked about. A few craft items. A lot of miscellaneous items. And there's three categories we have not breached yet. So
I'm going to go Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong. Where do I? I swear I had that somewhere. nope. Not on there.
Cardboard box?
Stretch Armstrong. No good. Sorry.
Jesus.
Denied. Steve, we're on a bad track. We got to save it. Help us out here.
I have like 20 of these on my desk, so I'm going to say Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Inducted in 2011.
Okay, now we're back on track.
Inducted in 2011, we're back on track. And now that is another one of the categories we hadn't talked about. The category is things with wheels. So,
what the fuck? Yes, I'd like to take things with wheels for 400, Alex.
That is one of the nine in that category. So one of nine things that have wheels that made our list. Mike, does that help you out? Or now are you going to go back to board games like your first guess? Or where do you want to go?
Let's see.
He's doing math, guys.
For the record, I keep saying board games, but that category is just kind of games, board games, tabletop games, and stuff like that. So
allow Mike to go beautiful mind on you. Here, go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
What do you got?
How about Scrabble? Everybody played Scrabble.
Scrabble is another successful entry in the board game category, 2004 inductee. So that works, Mike. Good guess. So we have Monopoly, Scrabble, and Jenga in that category so far. DJ, they've taken the lead on you by one. You need a comeback.
Catch up, Owen.
Maybe because I'm old. I'm going to go Lincoln Logs. How about Lincoln Logs?
Lincoln Logs. Oh, taking Mike's guess, apparently. It went in the same year as Lego, both 1999.
Hey, we're all winners.
That is two now of the five building items. So two of the five building items. Okay. All right. So it's back to even. Everybody's got four correct guesses. Steve, do you want to take the lead again?
Puzzle.
Ooh, puzzle. Puzzle.
This puzzle in general?
just a jigsaw puzzle.
I do
1,000-piece puzzles.
Jigsaw puzzle was inducted in 2002. I have that in the miscellaneous category so far. That includes Slinky, Easy Bake Oven, and a cardboard box. So.
A cardboard box is going to bother me till the end of time.
There is still a category that you guys have not, two of them that you haven't touched on. But Mike, you've been having good luck with the board games. You want to stay there or go somewhere else?
How about something Steve and I just talked about on Studio 2009, Episode 11, the Super Soaker Water Gun.
Oh, the Super Soaker. You guys now have breached the other one of the other two remaining categories. Super Soaker inducted in 2015, and that goes in the outdoor toy section along with Sidewalk Chalk. There is also 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 remaining outdoor toys that you could pick. So a new category has come up. So DJ, does that help you or hurt you?
I'm probably going to fail here. because he brought up outdoor, I'm going to go with something that I love that we made makeshift versions of. I'm going with the slip and slide. What up?
The slip and the slide. Somehow. List.
It was
a 2014 finalist.
Well, who are these people?
Get in. It has had the pleasure of being a finalist, but has not gotten in yet.
Are these people who play toys in communist Russia? Well, everybody had a slip and slide.
When you hear some of the other answers, you might get more on that boat. So,
a potato.
Steve, you can take a commanding lead.
How about you want to go next?
If it's a potato in a battery, we're in trouble.
What did you just say?
I said
hammer and sickle.
Or a potato in a battery.
Steve, with that logic, you might as well be like, oh, it's a stick or a box or, you know.
We've already had box. All right, Steve, what do you want to go with next?
Sorry. I'm at a loss right now, so I'm just going to say a stick or something.
All right. Going with the stick to match his cardboard box guess. The stick. Inducted in 2008.
Oh my god.
I'm about to curse on this. I'm about to shut this whole show down. I'm turning this car around right now.
That was the one that I said was a box. When I was talking about one that was over thousands of years old, that was the one I was referring to, the stick.
This is like toys that you give to prisoners in Siberia.
We've all played with a stick before. So,
Daddy, can I have a toy?
Here's a stick in a box. Have some fun.
We all know what it's like to be a child in the Phillips household. No, I'm just kidding.
My kids like to beat each other with them. So, I mean,
he's got a disadvantage. He has children that actually have toys. So, none of us
have a lightsaber. Toys. No, here's a stick.
Here's a stick.
Mike,
why'd you stick it in his bike wheel?
Steve is leading right now, but you can tie him with this guest, Mike. Where do you want to go?
Yeah. All right. I'm trying to think.
Stick.
I can't believe you got cardboard box and stick are both off the board.
He's got what is category called? Stupid? The stupid category?
Stick technically was in the outdoor toy category.
Outdoor, yeah, right.
Was it a toy? It's like natural.
God made it.
The one that should be on the board that's not. All right, anyway.
Let's see here. How about... It's Nerf or nothing.
Ooh, no. Nerf or nothing. I feel like that should be on here somewhere, so let me take
a quick... But it's not.
It's not.
Is it nothing?
Hold on. Nerf was a 2016 multiple finalist.
Wow.
Never been inducted. Multiple finalists, never been inducted.
Wow. Damn. Well,
It was inducted. The Nerf was just Nerf in general was inducted multiple times, including 2016. Nerf Blaster was nominated in 2019. Also didn't make it. So, all right, DJ, you can have a chance to at least.
Mike brings up the Nerf thing. I just today saw they made a Mandalorian pulse rifle Nerf gun.
Oh wow! Mm-hmm.
It looks awesome. If you want to win me over, you want my love, just send me one of those.
Send me the link of that immediately.
I'll be forever yours if you send me a Mandalorian Din Djarin Nerf pulse rifle. I'm gonna go Tinker Toys.
Tinker Toys. Tinker Toys doing very well in the building items. That was nominated also in 1999. A lot of building items went in right away. Lego, Lincoln Logs, Tinker Toy, and actually one other one went in the first year as well. So there's only two building items left. Steve, in order to keep the lead, a commanding lead, you got to get another one right. What do you got? What other things do you have, like cardboard boxes and sticks?
rocks. Dirt.
Sand.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man. It's not your turn. Shut up. Matchbox cars.
Matchbox cars went in last year, 2019 inductee, joining Hot Wheels in the wheels category so far. So good guesses there. Mike, what do you got?
I'm going to say Connect Four.
Connect Four. I'm looking at my game listing here, and I do not see a Connect Four.
Of course not.
Really?
Connect Four has not quite. It's not even on the finalist list, actually. So,
like we've already said, who the fuck is in charge of this?
Who are these children?
Yeah, exactly.
No, who are the people creating the nominations?
Yeah, I did read it, but I don't remember it, so I'd have to do it again and give you get back to you guys. But so far, we've had 8 rounds. Steve has 7 correct. DJ and Mike, you each have 5 correct. So still close. DJ, we're back to you. What do you want to go with?
I'm sending you guys a link to the Nerf Mandalorian gun.
I just did it
right now.
So Hasbro, if you hear this, DJ wants it.
I want it out. Hey kids, you want to be DJ's best friend? Send me a Nerf Mandalorian.
Like $120, guys.
He'll write you your own custom intro.
Come on, who needs the money? Money's money. Come on, nothing's. I'm gonna go with Chutes and Ladders.
Chutes and Ladders. That was a 2018 finalist, not been inducted though. So 2018 finalist did not quite make the list. When we're talking about games, guys, you got to go almost as classic as you can, I think, with some of these. But Steve, going to keep that lead? What do you got?
A puppet?
A puppet.
I have a puppet in my desk.
Are you even? It's funny. He's not even trying. And he's not even nailing trying. All of these.
Yeah.
Puppets. Puppet was inducted in 2015.
Are you freaking kidding? He's not. Guys, this is the equivalent of somebody closing their eyes and throwing 50 yards down the field for a touchdown. This is what he's doing right now.
2015 induction. The puppet. A lot of people, hey, who didn't watch puppet shows or, you know, you got Sesame Street, you got Mr. Rogers, you got Lamb Chop. I mean, come on, puppets are
good. I've got a Kermit the Frog Muppet right in my desk.
Yep. And Muppets, puppets, they all count. So,
right in your desk and right in your voice,
Mike. Hey, Mike, what do you got next?
Let's see. How about Tiger Electronics? Ooh, I know it's probably Tiger not there.
Electronics. I like that we're going into that realm. But Tiger Electronics has not made it yet. But since you mentioned it, I will say that electronics is a category that has not been talked about yet, and there are 3 entries in the electronics. One of them's not necessarily always electronic, but there's 3 entries in that category. So, DJ, back to you.
What would Anastasia play with after being banished by Rasputin? I'm going to go with... Rock'em Sock'em Robots. How about
Rock'em
that?
Sock'em Robots. I feel like that should be on there. It should be. It was a 2016 finalist. Has not made the Hall of Fame. So 2016 finalist. It did make a finalist. Not in there yet, though.
I have to put my... I got to know the headspace of these people. I'm a psychologist. I got to figure out how they think that Rock'em Sock'em Robots is in it. They made a freaking movie with Wolverine. Real Rock 'em Sock 'em Robots.
Steve, you have only gotten one wrong. Can you keep that going? What do you got next?
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
I am, apparently.
Game Boy.
Game Boy. That is one of the electronic inductions. Game Boy made it in 2009. So Game Boy is in the Hall of Fame. I can't wait till the next guess in the electronic category so I can tell you it's wrong. Mike, you're up next.
Let's see. Electronics. The RC car?
Ooh, the remote control car.
If that's not on there, that's blasphemy.
Well, then.
Okay, sticks.
remote control vehicles were nominated and made the finalists in 2011. So far have not been in the Hall of Fame.
Jesus. Because they don't have electricity in communist Russia.
Okay, I'm going to say.
Not a finalist.
Finalist is not getting in. Like saying you've gotten second place or you have a participation trophy. Yeah, that's not getting in.
First loser.
Here's the thing.
First loser that haven't been even finalists.
The first loser.
All right. So far, we've got 10 rounds in. I'm going to move past Mike because he's going to be angry.
Steve is killing us
with elements. He's like the avatar over here with elements over here. Water.
Water, fire, stone. Boxes. Yeah.
It's working for him.
With your powers combined, I am Steve Megatron.
That's right. What we've got now is we have Steve's going to get first, and then we have a battle going on for second between DJ and Mike, who are currently tied.
So here's the thing, okay? You're going to like this, Kev. This list, whoever these people are the same morons that put together the IGN Top 100 Animated Series list and had us click through 100 pages to read it all.
Basically. And we did it better.
That's right.
Tease. DJ, what do you got coming up next? We got about 12 minutes left, so you got some time to still pass Mike.
In the immortal words of another Steven in the movie Django Unchained, Candleland, Candleland.
DJ, you're back in the good graces. Candyland was inducted in 2005.
Of course it was.
That is a board game that is on the list, so that is a good one. Steve, can you make another one correct? A lot more pressure on you, I feel like.
Magic 8 Ball?
The Magic 8
Ball. Ooh, that's a good one. Damn, that's a good one.
I like it. And it was inducted in 2018.
Wow.
That's a good one. That one I give you. I give you. That was good one. That was every freaking one.
Boxer stick.
Here's the thing, though. If you look up the Magic 8 Ball, which I can't do because I have Excel stuff going on with my computer, but I did not realize that Magic 8 Ball is as old as it is. So if one of you guys wants to look up the Magic 8 Ball origin, that has been around for longer than I
60s?
Thought it was.
40s.
It's 40s, way really? Earlier.
60s.
Yeah, 44.
So, yeah, I did not realize that existed. I thought that was like an 80s or 90s invention.
Well, it was invented in 1950, but there was a patent in 1944. So
yeah, that's crazy to me.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So Mike, DJ got his right this round. So in order to keep pace with him, you got to get one right as well. Where are you going?
Yeah.
That's another toy.
Yeah, and technically we owe CBS some money now.
Oh, no, we don't.
Well, I mean, anyway.
No, we don't.
I watched Discovery. Leave me alone, CBS.
We want to go with another board game, another doll. We got a couple crafts, a couple building items, a lot of things with wheels, a lot of outdoor things.
A lot of things with wheels.
I'm gonna probably go with something that most likely is not on there. But
that's a good strategy.
Everybody wanted one of these things, thanks to a certain film in 1991, The Talk Boy.
The Talk Boy.
It's an electronic.
I know, but it was forgotten.
No, it wasn't.
It's been left in the sands of time. I do not have the Talk Boy on my list here. I like it as a guess. I think it's worth discussing, but it's not on the list. So, right, DJ, back to you.
I'm pulling from my own life. I'm not pulling from no Russian girl who was a princess whose family.
Stay away from the gulag.
I'm gonna pull from my own life. The first cool thing my aunt ever did was use this toy and complete this toy in under a minute. I'm going with the Rubik's Cube.
the Rubik's Cube.
The Cube of Rubik.
That was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2014. So that is a correct guess. I have that in the miscellaneous group. I guess it could have been in the game group, but whatever. Steve, back to you.
I don't know what it is.
It's fine.
Alrighty. The list is getting narrower, I think. I don't even know how many is on this stinking list.
Somebody's running out of elements.
So far, you guys have gotten 22.
Oh, fine. You want me to go elements? Fine. I'll just say a ball.
Don't do it.
What did he say?
Don't do it. I know he's going to do it.
He said something.
I said a ball.
A ball. All right. The generic ball. That was inducted in 2009.
I knew it. Steve, I'm going to find you.
Who hasn't played with a ball before? So. The ball was inducted in 2009. It could be a baseball. It could be a bouncy ball. We're putting
thought into this. Steve is like, ball, stick, box.
Your kids are grounded. You know what they're playing with.
Right. All right. Unstoppable. Mike, do you want to try to keep pace with DJ trying to claw back to second? What do you want?
Oh, man. All right. So if Masters of the Universe didn't get in or isn't getting in yet, Transformers can't be in.
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Transformers is a multi-time finalist, including 2017 most recently, has not been.
Oh. Really?
That's crap.
No Transformers, no Masters of the Universe.
Well,
our generation hasn't taken charge yet.
Transformers is more popular. They had a movie. He-Man did not. So I would.
He-Man had a movie.
It wasn't a movie.
In theaters? He-Man had a movie in theaters?
Yeah.
I'm talking about a cartoon movie. I'm not talking about Dolph Lundgren.
Our generation just hasn't gotten old enough to like influence this Hall of Fame yet. So give us a few more years. Maybe we'll push some of these action lines in. All right, DJ, back to you. Where do you want to go?
I'm going to go with a phenomenon pick. It's probably not going to be on here. I'm going with Tickle Me Elmo.
Tickle Me Elmo. Tickle Me Elmo was nominated and was a finalist in 2018. Has not gotten in yet. So close, but no cigar. All right, Steve, what do you want to go to?
Rubber
next?
Ducky, you're the one.
Rubber Ducky. Rubber Ducky, we got that in the miscellaneous category, inducted in 2013.
Wow.
Who hasn't had that's the number one bat toy. Come on, Rubber Ducky.
Well, absolutely, yeah.
They have to throw them away because they get old in them. The kid tries to drink the Rubber Ducky.
And now we've been listening to Rubber Ducky on the TV with the baby, so it's coming full circle. Sometimes. Mike.
Didn't you sing that yet?
Not yet. I haven't had a chance to update that. I still have like six that I've done prior to the birth.
You haven't uploaded
and I've
yet?
Never uploaded one so far that has been done post-birth. They've all been ones that I recorded pre. So, Mike, what do you want to go with next? We're down to 6 minutes, guys. 6 minutes.
Okay. I'm going to just say Trouble? The board game Trouble?
I love Trouble.
The Pop-O-Matic.
Yep, the Pop-O-Matic. That's right.
There is no Pop-O-Matic games in there yet.
Oh, bastards.
Not in there. Sorry. DJ, back to you.
I'm going to pull from my... I'm writing a sketch about Pixar. I'm going to go with Mr. Potato Head. It's the only reason why it's in my brain.
Mr. Potato Head. I got that categorized underneath the doll category or figure category. It was inducted in 2000. So that is a correct guess. Mr. Potato Head.
So a stick, a potato, a
Russian potatoes.
We got potatoes in here somehow. We got potatoes in here somehow. All right.
Somehow I had to be there.
Steve, what do you got next?
Well, since we brought it up earlier with Mandalorian, I'm going to say Star Wars.
Star Wars figures. No Transformers, no He-Man, but Star Wars was inducted in 2012.
Man,
so Star Wars has had a little bit longer of a shelf life, so that has made the Hall of Fame. Mike,
that was George Lucas's biggest accomplishment. It wasn't the movie. It was the fact that
franchising
got the toy rights.
Right.
They didn't think they would sell anything.
Merchandising.
That's a great episode of The Toys That Made Us, too, on Netflix, if you want to check it out. Mike, we're back to you.
All right. Let's see here.
You guys are going to kick yourself on some of these, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure we are, most likely. I mean, DJ's already losing his mind over there over stick and box.
He said ball, Mike, ball.
at least it wasn't a sweaty ball.
Oh, sweaty ball. It's the right time of year for that.
I'm trying to think.
Don't hurt yourself.
What about the Beanie Babies? They
That could be on there. That could be on there.
I like that one.
Phenomenon for a while.
I like it. I'm looking. No Beanie Babies.
Wow, that's surprising.
They don't like fads, I don't think. I don't think they're a fan of fads.
Yeah, no Furbies, no Beanie Babies. DJ, we're back to you.
I'm going to go Teddy Ruxpin. Why not? Teddy Ruxpin.
Ruxpin. That is a good guess, but not on the list.
How can that not be?
You didn't make the list.
At least to my knowledge, and I'm not looking anything up, I'm actually sitting here playing a game on my cell phone as we're recording this, but it's one of those things where Teddy Ruxpin was like the first tape recorder doll toy thing.
Oh, they were cool.
Yeah.
If you want a nightmare fuel, just let the batteries go down on a Teddy Ruxpin. I'm your best friend. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
All right, DJ, we're back to you.
Oh, I just went. Is that Teddy Ruxpin?
I'm sorry, Steve. We're back to you.
It's the Avatar's turn.
Yes, the Avatar. Yeah.
Let me summon paper airplanes.
All right, we've got paper airplanes, and paper airplanes were inducted in 2017.
Oh my God!
The most rudimentary. Like, you could get all of Steve's toys for $1, all of them.
And stick you can get for free. So
except for Star Wars.
Yeah. All right, Mike, what do you got?
Oh, boy. all right. How about...
It was MIA.
How about the card game Uno?
As an Uno expert inducted, here, I'm going to say that has to be on the list.
It was inducted in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're correct with that one. All right. There's still a bunch of games left. It's a lot of things with wheels left. A lot of outdoor toys. DJ, where do you want to go?
Air Bears?
Care Bears. I think we're relying too much on the 80s that we love. Care Bears has been a multiple time finalist. Has not made it yet. It's in with He-Man and Transformers, just chilling in the almost range.
Just chilling in the we should be in the list, but we're not for some reason list.
Steve, I gotta know what your next guess is. What do you got going?
I don't know what he's going now.
A big wheel.
A big
you
wheel.
Asshole.
I destroyed mine. I had a Ninja Turtle one as a kid, and I destroyed that front wheel.
I never had a big wheel, but that is not going to keep it from being in the Hall of Fame. It was inducted in 2009.
Oh, of course it was. Yeah, I had the Knight Rider big wheel. I was like,
you're probably geeking.
For that.
My kids just got an electronic Huffy one. Yesterday, and this thing flies.
Mike, what do you got next?
Well, since he took mine, let's see. I'm trying to think in, simple Michigan terms here.
Mike's going to be like, oh, a pair of pants. And then they're going to be like, oh, yes, it's on the list. We used it as flags.
Capture the pair of pants.
You can flag off for all I care. I'm going to go with the board game Life.
The board game Life. The game of Life. Game of Life, classic board game. Inducted in 2010. So that is a correct guess. We got time for two more rounds, guys. So we're going to start with DJ. What is your second to last guess?
I'm going to go with the Etch-A-Sketch. Gotta be on there.
To the craft category.
I had one.
Joins Play-Doh and Silly Putty. It was nominated and inducted the first year, 1999. Yes. So Etch-A-Sketch is correct. Steve, your second to last guess.
Domino tiles.
Dominoes. The game that has been around forever was inducted in 2012. Forever.
And if you're making a Rube Goldberg machine, those are evil.
I like it. 2012 inductee, you are correct as always. Mike, what is your next guess?
Let's see. I got to avoid the Noid around here.
I've been having some luck with the board games.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to think. That's the problem.
You only had a brain.
Cribbage.
I know.
That should definitely be on there, but it's not.
Wow.
Really? Cribbage is not on there. So maybe it's too much for adults and not enough for kids. I don't know.
Steve is the youngest out of all of us here. That's what not a toy.
That's business.
All right.
That's business, cribbage.
All right. So everybody's final guess. DJ, what do you got?
I'm going with a Viewmaster. I had a Viewmaster. I'm going with toys I've got. Cool. I don't know. I'm going with a Viewmaster.
You should have been going with toys that you had this whole time. Viewmaster was nominated and inducted.
I had most of these toys.
Yeah, it went in the first year. Viewmaster was one of the originals. So it is in the Hall of Fame. Steve, your last guess.
I'm trying to think if I want to be serious or if I want to be sarcastic.
Yeah. It's whatever you've been doing. It's working.
How far am I in the lead?
Way in the lead. You're way in the lead.
Okay, I'm going to say dirt just because I think it's funny.
Dirt. Well, Dirt did not make the list, but its cousin Sand was a finalist in 2017.
Oh my God.
Sand was a finalist. Dirt has never been made.
I don't believe it. He literally just went through things that you find outside your door and won the game.
Mike, you got one final guess. What do you got?
Brick.
A brick.
A fire pit.
I'm only going to say that because I can put a Phineas and Ferb clip in for it. Brick.
Brick is not on the
list. Oh, I'm surprised. Things that get thrown in your window for
500, Alex.
So we did pretty well, guys. We got through 18 rounds in that. Number correct guesses. Mike, you had 7 correct guesses. DJ, you had 10. Steve, you had 16. Yay. So you win the contest. But we have some that we haven't gone over yet. So let's break it down category by category. So board games, you guys got, or other types of games, you guys got Monopoly, Scrabble, Candyland, Life, Dominoes, Uno, and Jenga. There is 7 remaining in that group. Any last second guesses from anybody can just shout them out that might be in the board game list.
Operation's nope. Got to be there.
Nope.
Really?
Operation was a 2014 finalist.
Oh my God.
Let's say D&D.
Dungeons and Dragons was inducted in 2016.
Yeah, that makes sense. They're definitely playing it now. A phenomenon. Movie stars are playing it now.
What else you got that people play?
What about Magic the Gathering?
Magic the Gathering was inducted last year.
Oh, wow, yeah. Pokemon?
Pokemon has not made the list yet.
Because nobody cares.
It's funny, it's way bigger than both of them.
It's depreciated garbage.
Couple left. Think some classic classic games. What could you play?
Playing cards.
Playing cards. Regular cards. 2010 induction. Yep. How about the classic?
Checkers.
Is it? Yep, 2003. Chess, 2013. I don't know why that took so long, but 2013.
Yeah, I just watched Queen's Gambit, too.
And we got two more that are a little bit less classic, but still. They're classic, but not like chess and checkers classic.
Kick the can?
No. We have from 2015, induction of Twister.
Oh, yeah.
And in 2017, they inducted the board game Clue.
Oh, sweet. Mm.
So those are the other ones that are on there.
That was a really bad movie.
Not a fan of the game. I love the movie.
Other games that have made the finalists would be stuff like Chutes and Ladders, Tic-Tac-Toe, and Operation we already talked about.
I'm surprised Tic-Tac-Toe didn't win because all you need is a pen and paper.
I'm surprised you didn't guess it.
You elemental.
All right, let's go to the doll category. You guys got Barbie doll, Mr. Potato Head, G.I. Joe's, Star Wars action figures, and of course, we already knew about the baby Nancy. This one's a little bit more tricky, but I'll give you guys a second. There's 7 other things. If you guys come up with one, I'll give you the rest.
I had a guess, and I stopped myself because I was trailing rocks and sand or whatever. So I was gonna say My Little Pony, but I don't know if that's on there.
No, My Little Pony has been nominated multiple times, but not on there. I'm gonna give you these because some of them are a little bit more tricky. I kind of put that in the doll category, even though it's not really a doll or a figure, but I put the teddy bear in here because the teddy bear had been inducted. They split up the next two.
Everybody's had those.
Yeah, I don't know how that they split up the next two. Raggedy Ann was inducted in 2002. Raggedy Andy was inducted in 2007.
Oh, why?
They got
like they always kind of came as like a pair.
Right, right. The generic baby doll was inducted in 2008.
But not Cabbage Patch Doll. Correct. Not Cabbage Patch Correct. Doll. Come Correct. On, man.
Little people were inducted in 2006. Whoa,
we don't call them that. We don't call them that. Come on, man. What are you doing? Yeah, what are you doing, man? You
the little people. The surprise little people. Anyway, how about Little Green Army Men? Army Men.
Oh, yeah.
Was,
that's a Toy Story. Yeah, actually, yep. That
went there. And the last one that I have in the doll category was Where They Live, the Doll House. The Doll House was inducted in 2011.
That's a good Fox series.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, if you watch The Boys, Mother's Milk, he makes his daughter a dollhouse. I should have guessed that too.
Electronic items. There's only three that have been inducted. You guys got the Game Boy. Any guesses on what the other two? One of them's not really electronic.
What's the name of the football game? The electric football? What the?
Oh, a Tudor electric football.
One with the main run around, like the roll.
That's what you're talking about. You're talking about Tudor electric football, or you're talking about foosball.
No, I'm talking about electric football. The one
electric football. That was a finalist in 2018, but it didn't make it.
Well, they got to either have it's going to be one of these, but they're either going to have like a Commodore 64 or an Atari or a Super Nintendo Atari, or something. Maybe.
They got Atari 2600. Was
at least they got the good one.
No Nintendo, Game Boy in there. No Nintendo, no Super Nintendo, no any other type of Nintendo. And then the other one I threw in this category just to make it work was pinball. Was inducted a couple of years ago. Other things that you might consider electronic games. Simon was a finalist in 2012. Wow. Ooh, I forgot. I'd missed this when I was talking about the finalists for board games. Battleship was a finalist one year, but did not make it.
Horrible movie.
That was a bad movie.
Any other electronics? Let's see. Tudor electronic football. And that was the smartphone was a finalist last year.
The smartphone is not a game.
Right.
It's like saying the computer.
They should have said app stores.
Right. So for crafts, you guys did pretty well. You got Etch-A-Sketch, Play-Doh, and Silly Putty. I think those were all you, maybe, DJ. I don't remember. Etch-A-Sketch, Play-Doh, and Silly Putty. How about the two that you missed?
Let's say paper.
Close. How about the coloring book? And what do you need for the coloring book?
Steve, you almost got two answers right with paper. Think about that.
The coloring book and Crayola crayons were the other two in that section. So going over to building items, you guys got Lego, Lincoln Logs, and Tinker Toys. Two other building items. Any guesses?
A Rector set was also
inducted with Lego and Lincoln Logs. And then think more rudimentary. How about just
a blanket
alphabet? Alphabet blocks.
Oh, wow.
Just the alphabet blocks. Alphabet
blocks.
Yep.
Oh, man, I wouldn't even be able to say it.
Things that have wheels. You guys got the My big house. Wheel, the Hot Wheels, and the Matchbox cars. Anything that you think might be on there that has wheels?
A bike.
Bicycle would be one.
Skateboard.
Skateboard would be one.
My car.
Scooter?
Nope, not a scooter.
A car? Did you say a car?
Yeah, it's his car.
A game, kid.
I think Mike just said it a second ago, but Tonka trucks in there. Yeah. Lionel trains. The radio flyer wagon.
Yep.
And roller skates. So that's what else was in the wheel section. Let's go to the miscellaneous. You guys did much better in the miscellaneous section than I thought you would.
That's because we're all miscellaneous.
You got Viewmaster, Slinky, the Jigsaw Puzzle, the Cardboard Box, the Easy Bake Oven, the Rubber Duck, the Rubik's Cube, the Puppet, the Paper Airplane, and the Magic 8-Ball. What you did not get.
Blanket
fort. How about just good old marbles? Good old marbles.
I was thinking of marbles, but I kept getting it.
Hey, those are the original slip and slide.
that made it
Kevin
in.
McAllister. He does it all the time with those marbles.
Yeah, absolutely. That made it in the original year, as did the Duncan Yo-Yo, also made it in the original year. It took one more year for Jax to get in there. Jax, the game, you know, kind of like marbles. Rocking Horse.
Tiddlywinks.
How about Jack in the Box? I'm surprised Steve didn't get this one. The 2011 induction of the blankets.
I said that like three times. My kids have one of them in their room right now.
So the blanket. Every kid's got a blanket, so that would be in there.
Is that considered a toy? That's a toy?
I guess.
When you set it up as a fort, it is.
Yeah.
There you go. It's a cheap toy.
Yes. Yeah, it's very cheap.
Things you can find around your house and turn into toys. That's what you got to do.
Linus would disagree with this. That's true. That induction.
All right.
Yeah, his uncle had dirt coming off.
Right. We have one last category, and that would have been the outdoor toys. You guys got the stick, the ball, super soaker, and sidewalk chalk, which I'll give to you guys. Any last second guesses for the seven that you didn't get in outdoor?
Pet rock?
No, that wiffle should be on there. Bat. Wiffle ball is on there. I don't know why ball and wiffle ball are separate, but they're both on there.
They're separate. Those
are the only two. Yeah, they're separate, but those
they're
are the
useless
only two
separate.
What else besides wiffle ball and just the generic ball? Anybody else got something?
How about a football?
Nope, no more balls. There's no more balls left in this discussion.
Jump rope.
Jump rope. Yes. Jump rope is in there. How about the kite?
Oh,
how about
playground equipment?
Frisbee. How
frisbee
about
makes sense.
The hula hoop?
Yeah.
Bubbles. The element that Steve missed. And
another element. Yeah,
I was getting close. I was going to say the air, but you know.
And the last one would be the swing.
Wow!
So those are your 74 Hall of Fame members right now. A few finalists that we did not go over yet. We had the Fisher Price corn popper, a top.
Spinning top. Oh,
Inception. Yeah, Inception. American Girl dolls, a sled. Where did he talk about? Tic-tac-toe. Sand and play food. The Pez candy dispenser made a finalist one year. Steve, this would have been right up your alley. 2016, we had a finalist, and it was bubble wrap.
You know what? I'm gonna give that a pass.
Bubble wrap. That was fun because it just goes
all the time.
We had in 2015, we had the finalists of Battleship, Playmobil, the Scooter, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We had Hess toy trucks the year before that, as well as pots and pans.
Don't touch them when they're hot.
2013, we had Pac-Man as a finalist. And in 2012, we had the Pogo Stick, the Game Simon, and a tea set. None of those have made
Pogo Stick. Pogo Stick is super dangerous, by the way.
Yes, I've
been on a Pogo Stick. It's super dangerous.
So, first off, I'm going to get you guys a chance to react to the list in general, and then I'm going to come back with a little bit of a tease. But, Mike, what do you think of the stuff that made it now that you've heard the list?
This is depressing. This is really depressing. Like, this thing has been going on.
Mike is broken.
This thing has been going on for like 22 years. And
I mean, I can't make an argument against some of these that they have in there.
Well, yeah, some of them is obvious. And then other ones, it's like these don't really qualify as toys.
I feel like so far, though, that this list is very heavily skewed to an older generation.
Uh huh.
Because outside of the fact that they do have. You know, they do have Star Wars G.I. Joe and in there, I guess. And they do have.
But they predate 1980.
Yeah, they don't have a whole lot that was after that, really. It's all a lot of Super Soaker is probably the most modern thing they had on the list, I'm guessing. I don't know when Uno was made or Clue, but that's still got to be in the 80s at least. So Magic the Gathering, I don't know how old that is. But
yeah, they had nothing really from the 90s, did they?
Not like a whole lot in the last 25 years. It's a little bit misrepresented compared to the older days. But DJ, what was your most shocking thing on the list here?
What is my most shocking thing on the list? The list. No, the list. I mean, most of this list is like toys you'd get in a gulag. I mean, consider it like this. If you gave your child a paper airplane for Christmas, you know what that child will do to you when he grows up?
Burn it. Burn your house.
You
want
to go to a home. You would be sent away. Here, Merry Christmas, Timmy. Here's a cardboard box. You would get beaten. Stick.
No, the kid would take the paper airplane, turn it into a paper knife, and just jab you right in the neck.
Jab you right in the eye with it. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. So some of these toys are really stretching the definition of toys.
Right. I guess I'm gonna have to come. come down to like what your criteria is and kind of what you're doing. Like if I was making a list, I'm thinking of like, what are things that everybody had? What is something that everybody would know what they are? I was thinking, I mean, you guys named us a couple of the fads too. Like we, obviously there was a fad with the Furby, with Cabbage Patch Kids,
the Beanie Babies, you
know, Beanie Babies, things like that. I was thinking too of some other things, like, I had down Spirograph.
Oh, those are cool.
Because everybody seemed like they always had a Spirograph when they were, if you're going to have sidewalk chalk and
Pogs.
Oh, there you go.
Did you say Light Bright? Did you say Light Bright? That was something I, like,
that was one that got nominated this last year, but did not make it.
My son has one.
If you're going to include stuff like, the stick and the ball and paper airplanes, why not water balloons?
Those are awesome.
Yeah, there you go.
I was thinking of the color forms. Maybe that's just my generation, but we had all those color forms that you put in the oven after you colored them. You have like paint by numbers.
Kinetic sand.
There you go. You had the see and say or the speak and spell. I think that was something that everybody played with. Barrel of Monkeys, maybe, if you're going to go old school classic.
Pogs.
Shrinky Dinks, Magna Doodle, Pogs. Definitely, yeah. How about, you guys said Teddy Ruxpin. I was thinking about the Koosh Balls or like either Skip It or Bop It.
Yeah.
I can't
believe Bop It is still around.
I hate that game. Right.
Hungry Hippos, if you're talking about more, you know, just like the classic kid game, I think that's one that goes in there, as well as Connect Four. Maybe Pokemon, you guys talked about. I don't know as much about that, but. Slap bracelets, that was something that was not really a toy, but that was an accessory back in the day. Slap bracelets
were big. That's like a 90s thing.
Right,
that was
a 90s thing. Super Ball, Troll Dolls, Gumby. There's a lot of different things that we could talk about. So I guess
as far as Uno goes, Uno was started in 71, and Mattel, it became part of the company that owned it, became part of Mattel in 92.
Okay, gotcha. So basically, this is a good thing to talk about during Christmas time. We're all, you know, everybody's getting their toys and whatnot. So here's some of what the National Toy Hall of Fame considers the top echelon. But like we normally do here at Geekcast Radio Network, I'm not surprised that it came out that way when you guys were discussing it. We disagree. what happens when we disagree with somebody's lists or somebody's Hall of Fame?
We do it better.
We do it better. So coming next year, guys, we are going to do one of our classic top 100 countdowns. This time it's going to be the top 100 toys. And we're going to do it our way. So I've already started compiling a master list for people to go off of. And you guys can expect fun toy episodes as we count down our version of the top 100 list later on in 2021. Mike, any thoughts or comments about that?
Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be awesome. And yeah, looking forward to it.
So far, I have the following categories already really laid out big time. I got board games. I got dolls. I got action figures. I split it up. I got stuffed animals, electronics, crafts, food-related, building items, things with wheels, outdoor or sports things, educational or developmental, and then just miscellaneous. So, and I've probably compiled already, I don't know, 500 toys for us to look at. So, that's what I do in my spare time, guys. DJ, what do you expect to see on the top 100 toy countdown that we didn't talk about today?
Things well, we actually rank.
I know Steve's going
to be
mad
because what I expect to be in the top five has got to be Steve's alter ego Megatron. I want that action figure category to be high because I grew up it was Transformers, it was G.I. Batman. Joe, it was Thundercats, Batman. Silverhawks. The ones with the holograms on their chest?
The Inhumanoids, the Centurions.
Mask. All those stuff is what I played with. That was my childhood, essentially. Where especially Transformers. Transformers like shaped my life. Transformers the movie was like the first movie I cried in. You know what I'm saying? So I expect action figures to have high on the list rankings.
All right, Steve. Any thoughts about the upcoming project or anything we talked about today?
Definitely want to see some other series show up that had some prominent toys, such as like Batman and Star Trek and a lot of other franchises that didn't show up, like Transformers and Beast Wars and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm definitely hoping that we can get some action figures and some modern, a little bit, well, not modern, but a little bit more modern toys and games systems on there that
we're still going to respect the classics, but I think there's some modern stuff that can be in there. And guys, it makes sense. We've done top 100 series on cartoons, on movies, on video games. We've done countdowns for, we've done all kinds of stuff, but somehow we've never got to toys. So I think it makes sense that we do. We've had a podcast about toys, so why not do a top 100 about toys? Mike, you agree?
Absolutely.
All right. Take it away, Mike. You're better at this stuff.
Of course I am. Even though I haven't done this for a year. DJ, you got anything you want to promote before we get the heck out of here?
You can check out the Simplistic Reviews podcast on simplistic.reviews or simplisticreviews.net, whatever you would decide. And we have our holiday episode. We have on Christmas Day, speaking of Christmas, our year in review recap with all of the sketches we did for the entire year put together. Steve was on a bunch of those, I believe. So yeah, you can check that out on simplisticreviews.net.
Steve, what do you got going on?
Well, planning some new things for geekcastradio.com for the new year, as well as some new things for Altered Geek. Kind of playing around with some new concepts, and hopefully we have some pretty awesome developments in time for the top 100 and other things that we plan on doing next year.
Absolutely. What about you, Kev? What do you got going on over there at the Cinema Geeks?
We just put out, at the time of this record, we have just put out within the last couple of weeks our top 10 action films of the last decade. Matthew from Simplistic Reviews was on with us. Dan and I and him discussed the best action films of the last decade. And then we should, right around the beginning of the year, we should be putting out some episodes about the overall best films from the 2010s as a decade. So that's what we got going on there.
Very cool, very cool. I've got a whole bunch of stuff going on now that I am back podcasting. I've started the Phineas and Ferb Cartoon Review Show back up. Tooncast is coming back. Tooncast actually has a holiday show this year. And then something from a year ago that Kevin and I recorded was Scooby-Doo Guess Who. The Pull Bag is back. Just head on over to geekcastradio.com, folks, and check out all the stuff there. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course, the home where our files exist, Spreaker, plus any other podcatching client, but we prefer that you use the ones we mention. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes if anyone still uses iTunes. I do still check the reviews for that to see if anyone's left us any feedback. Follow us on Twitter. The network is at Geekcast Radio. I am at TFG and Mike. Kev, what is your Twitter?
At Optimus Solo.
Steve?
At SCP-21.
DJ?
At Trying to Be DJB.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCast Radio Network. You can also search out Simplistic Reviews over there as well. We hope you enjoyed this episode of GeekCast Radio and wish you'll join us next time when we will be talking about yet another geeky topic. I have no idea what the hell it's going to be yet. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron Phillips,
Optimus Solo,
DJ Valentine.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
I want a transformer for Christmas. Buy me something.
You've just listened to Geekcast Radio on the Geekcast Radio Network. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. First, visit the website geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on all of our different podcasts. Second, you can rate our show and leave us feedback in iTunes. Third, follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. Fourth, become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you are leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.